the University of Texas at Austin's community-based learning podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by UT's Division of Diversity and Community Engagement. We are your alternating co-hosts, Brianna Davis Johnson
and Lakia Omagun.
We're both PhD candidates at UT's College of Education, and we promote community-based learning through our work at the Center for Community Engagement.
In this space, we share stories and best practices from UT instructors who connect on-campus learning and research with real-world community projects.
Hi, I'm Brianna, and today's conversation is with Dr. Miriam Solis from the Community and Regional Planning Program in the School of Architecture here at UT. Dr. Solis's research focuses on the links between capital planning and social justice in cities, race and racism in environmental planning, and the role of organization change in the pursuit of equity. We're glad to have you with us today, Dr. Solis.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Awesome. So to start us off, if you could tell us about one of your most recent community-based research projects.
One that I'm very excited to talk about today is a partnership with Austin Water, the local water service provider. The local utility has been around for a long time, as you know. It's a city agency, and they're part of something new and exciting here in the city of Austin. The city has an equity office, which was established just a few years ago, with a group of staff that are working with individual agencies to develop racial equity plans. So Austin Water has worked in collaboration with this racial equity office to devise the racial equity plan. But because the topic is so new for a water utility, there isn't a lot of information on how to pursue racial equity from the point of reference of a water service provider. And so because my previous research looks at the intersection of racial equity and water planning, they were interested, and I was interested, in working together to see how we might actually pursue their particular objectives. And we're very fortunate here in the Community and Regional Planning Program because we have client-based courses for our graduate students. These are six-unit, what we call studio courses. Mm-hmm. So we entered a formal agreement with Austin Water to help do some analysis and recommendations. And we have three program areas in particular this semester that my students and I are working on. One is to develop recommendations around potential programming to hire formerly incarcerated people, or what we call returning citizens. Another is to expand customer assistance programs for people who live in multifamily housing. So unfortunately, the current water utilities billing assistance program doesn't allow for multifamily residents to enroll, which is a huge structural inequality, particularly for people who struggle to pay their bills. And then the third program area that we're working on is helping the utility think about how to incorporate equity in how they transition city residents to advanced metering infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So meters throughout the city are going to be replaced. There are questions about affordability and how that transition is communicated to residents. So we've been helping them do some of that analysis and provide the recommendations.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's amazing. So you mentioned the students that you work with are graduate students for this type of course. How do you train or prepare your students to be, you know, great learners and contributors to this type of project?
I think that's a very good question. So one of the goals of this studio course for community and regional planning is to have students draw on their entire knowledge base from the planning program. So this is a course that they take in their second year of a two-year program, and it's supposed to incorporate their previous training in the program. Okay. So students enter this class with qualitative and quantitative research analysis techniques, spatial analysis techniques. So they're pretty well equipped to undertake that analysis. Now, as we know, though, particularly in partnership-based work, this is very much about knowing how to build relationships and how to ensure that everyone is a team player and is collaborative. So we hold a lot of reflective space in the class. We have discussions about students' distinct roles, but also how we can support each other within the course. In addition to thinking about where Austin Water is coming from as an organization, some of their institutional barriers and constraints, but also how they envision the kind of utility they want to be. So it's very much about listening to each other as a team and also hearing out our partner. At the same time, we know that as a group of students, as an instructor, and as a water utility, there are going to be limitations to our own analysis. So we've brought in the equity office in as well. We met with them at the beginning of the semester. We told them that what we want to do is in the spirit of everything that they've been working on. And they're going to also serve on our final reviewer panel. So they're going to come in, give us some critical feedback on our recommendations, and then we're going to finalize a report at the end of a semester to share with Austin Water.
Oh, wow. And how did you generate this partnership? This sounds like a really fantastic opportunity for you and the students. How did that come to be?
So I started, you know, this is only my second year in Austin, which as someone who does community-based work is a huge limitation because I know that partnerships are about building trust and being present, consistently present. So last year I started showing up to the equity office's equity action team meetings, which are held once a month, and they're for community members and people from the general public who want to come and give them feedback on the city's racial equity efforts, and also to talk about their work. So I started showing up to these meetings. I happened to meet Denise Avery at one of the meetings, and Denise Avery works in Austin Water's director's office. And she's been the primary liaison between the equity office and Austin Water. So I started showing up to these meetings and let them know that I was very interested in helping them advance this work. And you know, I very much believe in leveraging the university's resources to improve communities. And so the stars aligned on this one because everyone kind of wanted to move this forward, and we have the opportunity to help them do that.
Yes, leveraging the resources of the university to help address and meet community priorities is really something that we at the Center for Community Engagement hold very importantly as well. So it's really glad to hear that, you know, that's also something that is important for your class and your students and for the city of Austin as well. So if you had to think about maybe two or three aspects, right, that are important for helping a faculty member who may not be familiar or practicing community-based projects or research to help them get started with this type of work, what would you say?
I would say, so there's a lot of work that goes into it before any given semester. I started having this conversation maybe in March of this calendar year. We're in November now, and this course is being taught this fall semester. And over the summer, I did a lot of the setting up of this project. So I submitted a human subjects protocol in case we needed to do human subjects research. And it turns out that we are interviewing people from other cities to devise these recommendations. It was very important to Austin Water to have a legal agreement in place, which is something I had never done before. And this is because they were interested in possibly having us look at some of their internal agency data. And so we actually got a formal contract in place signed by one of the central legal departments at the university. And, you know, as an instructor, I know that I tried to always ensure that our team is treating any kind of data that comes across our hands very respectfully and responsibly. But it was actually, I think, a very good experience to see that this was a priority for Austin Water, and then to walk students through understanding why that was important. We had a whole discussion about the use of other people's data and the public nature of this data. You know, one of my students very thoughtfully said, yeah, like every water use number that we have, we're seeing on the spreadsheet, names obviously weren't on there, but that represents a person and has implications for their water bills and their potential ability to stay in the city of Austin. So I would say that there were a lot of technical aspects to this work that I didn't anticipate, especially because there was no money involved, right? Austin Water isn't paying for this. I actually happened to get some internal research support from the university's HOG endowment, but this was after the semester had started, and that came as a very pleasant surprise. But so having enough of a head start, I think, is important. And something else that's come up is that there have definitely been, so there was a work plan around research, and then things come up that you don't necessarily anticipate. So we wanted to interview people from 30 cities in these program areas across the country. And it so happened that a lot of cities weren't interested in having these interviews or weren't doing work around racial equity. So we had to adjust accordingly. And so we've tried to be very communicative with our partner as well along the way. So there's maybe three or four suggestions thrown in there.
That is really great. Well, we certainly appreciate your time and you sharing your wonderful insight and how your projects have been going. And so if there's someone listening who's interested in connecting with you or just hearing more about what your work is, what's the best way to get in touch with you or find out where your work might be online?
So my faculty webpage is the most obvious way to contact me. But we're also going to have our report up on the website. It's going to be a public report. And so I have wonderful students in this course, and I anticipate only great things from them. So certainly I'm accessible, and I feel like our whole team is. So if anyone's interested, please do reach out.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Bridge Podcast, produced by the Center for Community Engagement under the Division of Diversity and Community Engagement at UT Austin.
Stay connected with us at utcce.org/podcast, where you'll find more community-based learning resources. See you next time.